Chapter 5. A Mad Tea Party. There was a table under a tree outside the house, and the March Hare and the Hatter were having tea. A Dormouse was sitting between them, asleep. The three of them were all sitting together at one corner of the table. But the table was large, and there were many other seats. Alice sat down in a big chair at one end.
"Have some coffee,"
the March Hare said in a friendly voice. Alice looked all round the table, but she could only see a teapot.
"I don't see any coffee," she said.
"There isn't any,"
said the March Hare.
"Then why did you ask me to have some?" said Alice crossly. "It wasn't very polite of you."
"It wasn't very polite of you to sit down. We haven't invited you to tea," said the March Hare.
"But there are lots of seats," said Alice.
"Your hair's too long," said the Hatter, looking at Alice with interest.
"It's not polite to say things like that," said Alice.
The Hatter looked surprised, but he said,
"Why is a bird like a desk?"
Alice was pleased. She enjoyed playing word games, so she said,
"That's an easy question." "Do you mean you know the answer?"
said the March Hare.
"Yes," said Alice.
"Then you must say what you mean,"
the March Hare said.
"I do," Alice said quickly.
"Well, I mean what I say, and that's the same thing, you know."
"No, it isn't," said the Hatter. "Listen to this. I see what I eat means one thing, but I eat what I see means something very different."
Alice did not know what to say to this, so she took some tea and some bread and butter while she thought about it. The Dormouse woke up for a minute and then went to sleep again. After a while, the Hatter took out his watch, shook it, then looked at it sadly.